And welcome back to Mix 93. It is time for the Bulldog Bite. Chris Solani is here in the studio with us as usual. And how are you doing today?
Good morning, Sam. Doing very well today, actually. For Wednesday, it's bright, sunny outside, a little bit warmer. It's been the last couple days. Yesterday, obviously, with a little bit of a damp and dreary environment.
That's right.
You know, we're going to take this. The sunshine every day we get it, as we always talk about the weather at the front end. So looking forward to more of it, and certainly it looks like it's going to start warming up. And I did see a long-term prediction this morning that says that we may be above average for the next month or so. So that's always a positive.
Do hope so. I did see a few 70-degree bits of weather this coming next week.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll be nice. I'd had some frost in my car this morning.
Yeah, you know, taking the dogs out in the wee hours of the morning, I almost wiped out on the deck myself because of that. So, we're still in that time frame where we know there's still the frost and some cold overnight. But like we said, looking forward to the warmth of upcoming.
That's right. So what's going on?
So we are fortunate today to have Coach Craig Biekala with us, our head softball coach. Good morning, Coach. How are you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Appreciate you being on with us. So as we typically do, we go through our extracurriculars and we have our coaches on board for a visit with us on the radio from fall, winter, and spring sports. And Coach Biekala here is the last one of our spring programs with softballs. We had Coach Paul and Coach Tolles on for the other team sports. So with that, Coach Biekala, why don't give us an overview here with the program this year, coming off some very, very successful seasons, the last several district titles, regional titles, opportunities to move on and advance into the state tournaments, things of that nature. Going into this year, we haven't had you on yet. Obviously, we're coming due to the end of the season. So kind of give us the mindset going into the year, some of the things that you had anticipated or hoped or expected, and then how it's kind of gone from the beginning of the season to the point now and then going into next week's tournament.
Well, I think, you know, some of the discussions that we had in the fall and into the winter, we were really short on numbers coming into the season. When we were in the first week of practice, we had 7 girls signed up, and obviously that's not enough to field a team. Thankfully, we had a couple of girls that hadn't played previously that decided to come out, and we had another one that wasn't planning to play that decided to return. So going into the season, I guess my expectations were that, you know, I didn't really know what we were going to, what to expect, kind of had lower expectations. But the girls have been really good as far as wanting to learn, showing up every day, working hard, and up to this point, we've exceeded my expectations, and we've had some great victories against some solid teams, and we're hoping to build, you know, over the rest of the season here, which the playoffs are coming up next week. So I'm feeling pretty good about where we're at.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as Coach just referenced, you know, they're, you know, having the program successes we've had the last several years and just, you know, having graduated several players throughout the last couple. Again, those cohort numbers, sometimes ebb and flow, and certainly it was a challenge at the front end of the year for Coach and the program, but they've been able to, as he just identified, manage very well. I don't want to say overachieved, but certainly, you know, there was perhaps some, as Coach has said, unknown expectation, and certainly he referenced some great wins this year in particular. Last week, in fact, we have a newer rivalry concept with Houghton, you know, our traditional rival in all of our sports, related to our Copper reference. So as we have the Copper Bowl and Copper Spike and Spoon and so forth in the fall, then we have the Wingding trophies, etc. in the winter, we do have our spring component to that, where we have the Copper Shoes for track and field, and now we have the Copper Bat for softball, baseball. So that happened last week, Coach. Any comments about that particular, how the Copper Bat came about, and obviously the game itself?
Obviously that's a newer thing, you know, as far as like you mentioned, the Copper reference. Last year Houghton got the better of us, This year, we played a really, really good defensive game. Pitching was great, and we scratched out enough runs to get that victory over Holton, which for Hancock is always a great thing. So I was really, really pleased with that. And we've had a handful of really close games in the last 2 weeks. We had a great comeback against Norway the other evening where we were down by 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th. We scored 5 runs to scratch out that win. We had another close win over the Gogebic Miners last week. They were the regional champions last year in our division. So we've been putting in some really good effort, just hoping to get the bats to heat up. We need to score a few more runs if we're going to go on a run in the playoffs.
So let's talk about knowing that we have the playoff, our district tournament next week. Before we talk about the opponents and the setup for that, let's talk a little bit about your student athletes in the program. The players that help support the foundations of the program, those that step up and or those who have stepped up, and then also maybe some surprises. You want to talk about some highlights of your student athletes?
Handle props to Alice Larson and Keelan Rulo. Over the winter when we were really short on members, those two girls led by example. They were trying to drum up interest with everybody in the school. They were getting out messages. They were talking to all the girls. They put in a lot of time in order for us to have enough girls to field the team. Emery Schnellis, who hadn't played since, I think, in fourth grade, she decided to come out and play this year, and she's been a great contributor to us. Jana Piedua, who had no experience at all with softball, has been a great surprise. She's by far the most improved over the course of the season, and she comes to the field every day with a smile on her face, willing to learn, listens, wants to get better. So you need players like that. And then, obviously, some returners, I mentioned Alice and Cameron, and Lucy's been a great pitcher for us. She's obviously carried a lot of the weight as a starting pitcher needs to do, and she's given us every opportunity to win. We just some games we just haven't scored enough runs.
Okay, so let's talk about obviously the district tournament. Not for those that are unfamiliar about the process, the games coming up, the date, and then what we're going to look forward to for that stretch run.
Okay, so the playoffs in our district begin next Tuesday. Gogebic and Ironwood have a play-in game. The winner of that game will face Lake Linden at noon next Friday, and then we play Ontonagon in the other semifinal game.
And then just I don't want to throw out a presumption, but moving forward, have we played Ontonagon this year yet in regular season?
We have not.
We have not. So we have not seen them personally. And so what is your anticipation there with that semifinal game?
I think they're in their second season as a program. I think that they've struggled with the numbers as well. As long as we show up and take care of our business, we should be fine.
And then how about in the other semifinal? You referenced the play-in game. What are you, is there an anticipation of one program coming out of that play-in and then playing Lake Linden in that other semi?
I would expect that Gogebic would be able to handle Ironwood. And then if that's how it holds true, Lake Linden and Gogebic, that should be a great matchup.
Yep.
They played 3 times this season, and all the games have been very close.
Yeah, and obviously both common opponents to our program. From a scheduling standpoint, you referenced Gogebic last year coming out as the region winner. We had an exceptional game at Lake Linden, I believe. It wasn't at the Boneyard, correct? Where it was a one-run game, if I'm also correct, where, the programs were back and forth and certainly put on a good show. And so either way, if we can, like you referenced, take care of our business and get through that semifinal, it should look to be a tremendous championship matchup, when we get there.
Definitely. We hope to keep improving, and we've had some really tight ball games with Gogebic and Lake Linden. And how things can go in the playoffs. If the pitcher gets hot and the bats warm up, you never really know. It's that one game thing, and you just got to hope that you're on the better end of it.
Right. So can you give us one more time the day times of the games upcoming?
Okay, so the semifinal for the district, the first game will be at noon. That will be Lake Linden versus either Gogebic or Ironwood. We're scheduled to play Ontonagon. The estimated time is 2:00, and then the championship game would follow that.
Yep. And of course, that is next Tuesday, correct?
The play-in game.
The play-in game is next Tuesday.
With Ironwood and Golgi, because Tuesday.
Okay.
And then the remaining of it is next Friday.
Next Friday. Okay. Very good. Thanks for that update, Coach, as I had my own dates scrambled in my noggin here as I try to think too often and speak too little sometimes, right? Anyways, any other thoughts and comments you'd like to provide with regard to the softball program this year, Coach?
Like I said, going into the season, we didn't really know what to expect. We had great success in the recent history of the program, and I'm just pleased that we were able to field the team, and I believe we've exceeded expectations, and hoping that we can keep that continuing going forward.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time this morning, giving us the 30,000 foot to the program this year, and then narrowing it down to your postseason opportunities and impending run. So best of luck to you and the Bulldog ladies here as you guys complete out the season. And we'll look forward to another opportunity to represent the softball community as Bulldogs advancing through our playoff opportunity.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Take care, Coach. Good luck.
All right. Appreciate you coming on, Coach. Now, back to what's going on with the regular schooling. We are nearing the end of the spring semester here, going into summer. I believe you said seniors are done.
They are. So last Friday was their last day. You know, as we talked about last Wednesday, you know, Friday is kind of a last hurrah for the students, the seniors, to be together in the building. You know, we have a little cookout for them for lunch. And then at the 12:05 bell, you know, they gather underneath the big clock in the commons, and they do the countdown, and then they do their exit walk out the building. And so it turned out very well. And so we're excited for the seniors for that completion. Obviously, this week is the prelude of commencement activities this Saturday at 10 a.m. in the HCH gymnasium. You know, we also have a number of things this week that are going on for the seniors. As an example, tomorrow, traditionally we've done this on Wednesday, but tomorrow, Thursday, we have our rehearsal for commencement. And so, you know, that's where the seniors can wear their caps and gowns and make sure they understand the process that we're going to follow and the structure and the opportunity to walk in their attire that they're planning on wearing underneath their gowns, so that, you know, going up and down steps and staging and things like that, that they're accustomed to know what's going to happen. And then they're going to be head down to Barkell Elementary as a senior tradition. They go down to Barkell via bus, and they do one final walk through Barkell, as that's where they started their academic careers here with being as a Bulldog. And so they'll do the wraparound through the building, and all the students and faculty and staff of Barkell come out and line the hallways and cheer them on, and then they'll exit through Barkell and come back to the high school. And then from there, we're going to have their senior picnic. And so that's a little bit, again, different than tradition, but it'll be a full day for the seniors on Thursday. You know, then Friday, they'll be on their own recognizance. And then, of course, Saturday morning, you know, they're going to plan on having, again, a tradition that started back in 2020 when things had to be outside. But, you know, at that point in time, the radio station helped us start our cavalcade parade from basically La Cantina to the high school. And so they do a little motorcade, slowly traveling through downtown here on Quincy and up 41 to Elevation. They'll take that turn up Elevation, roll past Barkell Elementary again, and then head up to Campus Drive, and then enter into the parking lot prior to commencement. So it's a nice little fun activity. You know, back in the day when we started this, the radio station had Dirk out there. You know, we had a little tent set up out in front. Cars would pull up in front, and he'd do a little interview with them, and then that kind of morphed a couple of years as it evolved. And then more as of late, you know, it's more of just that opportunity to take that stroll through Hancock as a Hancock community resident and a Bulldog, and then heading up to the building. So looking forward to that. It's always a good time. And again, the focus will be on the seniors. Just on that note, you know, we do have a number of things I'll talk about next week with regard to other other happenings. We just talked about softball. Baseball is also hosting districts, things of that nature. And then the we have picnics scheduled for the elementary students, for the middle school students, et cetera. But I did want to touch base one more time about our honorees for commencement this Saturday. And so our three student honorees, we have two valedictorians, Alice Larson. Coach Biekla just talked about Alice as a student athlete. Alice is a co-valedictorian with Chris Apietola, both perfect 4.0 students, exceptional academic stewards for the senior class. And then Ms. Jana Karenin, who is our salutatorian, who has a family tradition of being our salutatorian, in fact, and she was not that far off. And it's amazing, again, the academic rigor and discipline each of these young ladies have. And so just want to recognize them as our student honorees. And I did reference last week as well our alumni guest of honor, who is our commencement speaker, Mr. Bob Perriam. Robert Bob Perriam, to be specific. He's a 1973 alumnus of HCH. You know, he entered into the criminal justice degree format. He attended Northern, graduated from their police academy back in the late 70s, early 80s. Went on after that, he started his service career as a police officer here in South Range way back in the day, and then ventured down to Florida and worked for, I believe it was called Monroe County, which was basically Key West to Miami for 35 years, eventually becoming the sheriff, and then retired from that. And now he is, I got to get this right, it's a pretty impressive title. He is the executive director of the North Florida High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Division of North Florida, serving both North Florida and South Georgia underneath the Executive Office of the President of the United States. And so been involved his entire career within law enforcement. Again, homegrown here, ventured off. And so we're extremely pleased to have him as our guest of honor and giving the commencement speech to our students. So we're very much looking forward to what he can provide and those words of wisdom, perhaps, and opportunity to engage with our students, with our faculty staff, our Board of Education, our families, parents, everybody who's involved, of course, the greater constituency. So we're, again, just really excited to have Bob with us.
Oh, kind of sounds like you're ending things off with a real bang.
We're hoping so, yeah, right? So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And again, of course, it's a long weekend coming up. So just want to put it out there for everybody to have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy as much as you can. Hopefully the weather will allow for us to get those outdoor activities in and not rain on our parade, so to speak.
I believe it will be a sunny day.
I believe so as well.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day as well. And this has been the Bulldog Bites right here on Mix 93.